Hi, I'm Janelle.
And I'm Monique.
And welcome to Is Marriage Worth It?
We are just two single chicks, girls, women.
Anything but females.
Trying to figure out what marriage is like and is it worth it?
I'm assuming the best place to get the answers is from married people. Maybe engaged people, newlyweds, and even other singles.
Each episode, we will have a guest answering different questions we have or that you may have about marriage.
Join us as we try to figure out, is marriage worth it?
And if it is, I wonder if my future husband or yours is listening right now. Hi, I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And welcome back to
Is Marriage Worth It? The season finale.
The season one finale. So this is crazy. We have interviewed 14 couples so far in season one. And when Janelle and I were starting this podcast out, we didn't know if we would get any guests. We were just like, all right, I'll have my mom, my brother, and my sister.
If we had made it to 10, we would have been so happy. But then people kept saying yes. And we're like, okay. And then we had yes and yes. Now we have a season two coming, but we'll get more to that later.
So to recap this season, we've had 14 guests. And how many yeses did we get for Is Marriage Worth It?
I'm pretty sure we've got 9 definite yeses, 1 no, and about 4... with the caveat being, it was a yes, but it was like, if you're with the right person.
Okay. So the stats are
In favor of marriage.
Yeah. Leaning towards marriage, I guess. So in the season finale, we asked some of our listeners to send in questions that they wanted to know about the co-hosts, the people behind, I guess, the mic. So a little bit about myself. I'm Monique. I recently turned 28 June 1st. I am single, like single. My favorite color is blue. Somebody asked what my favorite food is. That's a hard question. I want to automatically say pizza, but you know, tacos, like street tacos, they're up there.
Good. They're good.
Along with mozzarella sticks and tater tots.
Variety, baby.
So yeah, that's a little bit about me. Janelle, a little bit about you.
Well, I'm Janelle. I am 30. I am also very, very single. My favorite color is purple. Favorite food. As a girl of an American of Caribbean descendants, I have to say, you get me some curry goat roti and you have my heart. I mean, it's just like, it's everything. It's everything. But if we want to do local Americanized food, I would have to say, again, that's hard. Top tier mac and cheese.
Really? What kind of mac and cheese?
Baked.
Okay.
Southern style bake or Caribbean style baked. I'm not going to lie. I'm not bougie. I'll eat the blue box every once in a while. specifically shapes when I was in college. But I do prefer a Southern style baked mac and cheese. And I think that's all of the get to know you questions. And then we have some more about the season, I guess.
Yeah. So, okay. A lot of people have like randomly asked why we started this podcast. And so it goes way back to, I feel like Janelle and I were having a conversation and we were just like, bro, like, what is marriage like? Because you see all these people like, getting married and stuff, but it's just like a club that you're not a part of. And yes, you don't know. I don't know how to get there. to get invited to this club. Obviously, I have to get married. But like, what's it like when I get inside? I just want to know.
And I think that's always been my thing, too, where it's like, I understand there's special requirements for meeting this club, but I still want to know what's on the other side to see if I want to meet those requirements.
Exactly. Is it worth it?
So yeah, we were just sitting around talking about this, and one thing led to another, and we were talking to a friend and we're like, hey, we could record this.
So yeah, that friend was my brother. My brother and I had a conversation just about like life and married life and all this type of stuff. And I was like, yo, wait, Janelle wanted to know like about married life. Would you talk to her about it? So we did something like this, a little Zoom meeting, and we just asked him questions. And like at the end of it, we're just like, that was important information that we probably should have recorded.
Some of it's lost to the ethos, but some of it was, you know, remade when we recorded Marcus's episode. So.
And that is how we got here. Started with a conversation with my brother, and then we reached out to numerous people we knew. So it started with people we knew and then went to people we don't know. And hey, if you're listening right now and you're just like, I want to be a part of this, reach out to us. We are currently recording for season 2. So let us know.
Definitely.
All right. So a question or a comment that we got were, what are our thoughts on love, marriage, and dating?
Well, my joke answer is, what did I used to say? I would say, men are trash, love is a lie, die alone.
Dang. Wow.
Obviously, I don't, well, not obviously, but I don't truly believe that. I do think that I do believe in love. I read romance novels all the time, which is probably why I have such high expectations. But I think that love and marriage are important things. I think that dating should be fun and informative of both yourself and other people. And I want those things for myself. But with the way things are right now, I prefer to meet people in person, and that's not the norm for 2021. So while I do see myself getting married one day, I also don't know how the practicalities of that happening.
So first you have to meet someone.
Yes. Yes.
How is the meeting? Number one. I don't know how you're meeting, but you know, step one is meeting somebody. My thoughts on love, marriage, and dating. For the longest time, my saying was love is overrated. Like,
I mean,
I don't get it. But that's changed. After talking to like a lot of these couples and stuff, I think my definition of what love is has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so love for me was what I saw in like movies and on TV and all of this over exaggerated type of stuff. And so that's why I was just like, man, love is overrated. But after listening to people on the podcast, just like the small moments and all this type of stuff, I'm just like, love sounds so cute. I want it in my life. Marriage, you know, to each their own. And dating. Whew.
Right?
It's hard out here. It's really hard out here because the people that I have gone on dates with and all this type of stuff, I've always met them online. Like online dating has just been my norm. I would really like to have a meet cute. I want that, you know?
Agreed.
I want that in my life, but you know, I have to put myself out there for opportunities. And I work at home and then I work on a Navy base. So I don't want a military guy. So if my meet-cute happens there, like I'm stuck.
I feel like people are yelling at us. Your meet-cute is happening and you're just ignoring it. I just recently went back into the office, but we're not at full capacity yet. We're not going to be near full capacity for a very long time. But yeah, it's kind of like with the way things are, I don't really meet a lot of people in real life. And so like, as someone who doesn't really care to meet somebody online, it's just so hard. But I'm trying. I am putting myself out there. I'm using platforms that shall remain nameless, but I'm not happy. But, you know, I have to meet somebody if marriage is to happen.
So I was actually talking to one of my older coworkers recently, and she was like, oh, are you dating anybody? And I was like, no, I'm single. She's like, what are you looking for? And that question stumped me. I was like, I really don't know. And she's like, yeah, no, before you like start going down this road of like trying to date people and all this type of stuff, she was like, you need to make a list or at least have some type of idea of what you're actually looking for. Because when you go out there, the first person that you come across that makes you feel, I guess, beautiful or some type of way, she's like, you're going to miss all the red flags and all the signs that they're not for you because you have no idea what you're looking for. So right then and there, we decided to start making a list. So I kind of know what I'm looking for, what I'm not looking for, what my boundaries are. So did we get any work done that shift? No, but I got work done on myself. So, you know, it all works out. Let's see. So Janelle, who was your favorite guest this season?
Well, my favorite guest actually surprised me. My favorite guests were Walter and Mary.
Yes.
They were so sweet. And they were like, I'd known them a very long time. They had been members at a church that I attend. But with such a large age gap, I never sat down and to talk to them. And so listening to their stories, I was like, oh, you are whole people.
You had whole lives
behind, like before I was even born. And so it was like really interesting to like kind of hear a little bit of their love story and like a little bit about themselves personally too, as individuals. And so I was very surprised. Like if you had asked me before we started, I never would have asked them to be on the podcast, but I'm so glad that we did. Sure. Yeah, I think they were my favorites.
See, can I just say everybody was my favorite, or do I have to pick one? Because I liked everybody.
I think you have to. Well, I mean, you can leave me hanging, but okay. No, be nice. Say everybody so that I'm the jerk.
Okay. No, like I got something from everybody's episode, but I think my favorite. Okay. It's a toss up. My top two.
Okay.
I'm indecisive if you haven't guessed that by now. But anyways, I think I liked my mom's episode.
Yeah,
and she was fun. And then I have to say, like, Walter and Mary, because that's couple goals right there.
And the funny thing is, like, if you know me in real life, you know I have very liberal views on life and everything. I was so like taken in by their like traditional lifestyle. I was just like, okay, this is so sweet.
I want to be a housewife.
And your mom was so fun.
I know.
Housewife, ow. Huh.
I think I could do it. Like if my future husband wants me to stay at home and keep and make the house a home, I'd be down for it.
Can I get a part-time job?
I don't know. That's between you and your future.
I think I could be a stay-at-home if I had the caveat of seeing other people occasionally. I mean, I know I'm not like locked down in the house, but like, that's what I need. Because working from home, I very much realized I can be at home for a while, in a longer while than I thought by myself, but eventually I need to socialize with other people. So there are sometimes I think I could be a housewife. My mother's probably saying, you need to clean more. But we work in progress, baby. And sometimes you just pay for a house service.
I feel like that's cheating the system. But, you know, to each their own.
Moms need breaks, too.
True. All right. So a little bit, I guess, about our dating history for people that may have wanted to know. So I don't really get myself into relationships per se. I don't like the title, like boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm just going to call me a commitment phobe. Like, I don't know what it is. And for all those listening right now, you know, I'm going to just be honest with you. So yeah. I haven't had too many serious relationships. Yeah, no. Okay. Maybe one. One was sort of on the more serious side, but it just didn't go that direction to keep on going. We started talking online, then we met up in person. The chemistry was there. And then they were long distance too, like maybe long distance just works for me for the time being.
We won't dive too deep into that. Oh, for me, I haven't had any serious relationships, unfortunately. I don't like, I guess I falsely believed that it would just happen and would just come to me. And so for a long time, I wasn't like doing anything active. And every once in a while, I would get a date or two, but like I wasn't getting, but nothing ever really got more serious than that. And so I've decided I should be a more active participant. Like most things in life, it's not just going to fall in your lap. But if Amazon Prime does deliver a man to me through God's guidance, I will not turn it away. But yeah, that's where we are right now.
So that kind of answers the question that somebody had. Have either of you got any prospective suitors? So the answer to that is a simple no.
And the complicated answer to that is also no.
Do I wish I had a suitor? Maybe.
I say yes, I wish I had a suitor. But I mean, there's a whole panini happening outside. Ponda La Rosa. And all kinds of other, a Panda Express is outside that kept me from doing anything. I had huge plans for 2020. I was going to go out. I was going to do things. I was going to put myself in places to open myself to meet people organically in life. And then there's a hard stop in March. So as the world opens up again and we are allowed and healthy enough to do more things, I do still plan to be more active and go into do things that will put myself in the, I don't know where I was going with that sentence.
To give yourself the opportunities to.
Yes. Let opportunities present themselves as I'm out and about, but don't know. There is no one right now.
So somebody wants to know, what is the worst date that you have been on?
Not the worst date. I think my idea of worst date has also changed because my dates haven't been terrible based off of what I've seen online. Some of y'all, y'all been through it. Well, it wasn't a date. And it never became one because someone was coming in, had come into town, a friend of a friend, and was sending texts. And I was like, hey, okay, It may not be the best idea I've ever had, but it could be fun. Gotta see it through, my boy. But I chose, thankfully, not to see it through because I found out they were also texting my sister. Yay!
Plot twist. Yikes.
And so if they were texting, they had the audacity to text my sister at the same time they were texting me. And I don't know the context of those texts. I don't know if they were similar, but like, you didn't tell me that you were friends with my sister. So I washed that man right out of my hair and I went about my business.
Dead.
What is your worst date?
So I was talking to this guy online. We seem to have, you know, the vibes were there. This was before I kind of learned that, like, with online dating, I need to have, like, FaceTime or whatever with you before we go somewhere. That was my problem. So, like, we were just texting and whatnot. And so he asked me out to dinner. And, you know, I was just like, might as well. So... We go to, what's that name of the Italian restaurant that sounds just like the grocery store?
Maggiano's.
There you go. I always get them confused. But anyways, we went there. And so I did text like a few of my friends, like, this is where I am going. This is who I am with. This is how long I should be out. If I don't text you by this time, you know, call the police or something like that. So I get there, I'm waiting outside, he texts and he's just like, oh, I'm here. I like to get dressed up. Okay, so like, I had on the pretty dress, I had on the heels, I did my makeup. Like, thank you. So like, I tried. And then I see this guy walking towards me and he's in some shorts.
Ooh.
And a tank top.
What?
And some like flip flops. And I'm just like, all right, hopefully like this person is just gonna like walk past me. But no, they stopped and it's like, hey, Monique, it's me, so-and-so. Nice to meet you. And like right then and there, I probably should have just like turned away, but you know.
Gotta see him, my boy.
He's paying. So, you know, free dinner.
Was the restaurant pre-planned?
Yeah, he invited me out to go there. He asked if going here at this time, meet here at this time would work. And I said, yes. So I'm thinking it's like a date. I Googled like the restaurant and all this type of stuff because it's the first time and last that I ever went there.
Well, one, we have to go so that you have better memories of that restaurant.
Nah, the food, even though I didn't pay, I was like... It's overpriced for no reason. It's not even that good. I'll try a different Italian restaurant.
And not that the restaurant has like a dress code or anything, but it just feels so, at least dress like you're going to an interview.
To make matters worse, he didn't look like the pictures that I saw. And then I realized I have a thing with people's voices or their rate of speech also because, yeah, no, that conversation was going nowhere because, I don't know, I just couldn't do it. So I sat through dinner and tried to have a conversation and I was annoyed with his voice.
Okay.
So when that bill came, he paid and he's like, oh, do you want to go and want to go like get ice cream or something? I was like, I had a good time, but I'm going home now. Thank you for dinner. And that was the end of that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, flip-flops and tank top. Just, you're a braver woman than I, because I would have looked at you and been like, bye.
I mean, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know, I love collecting experiences. Like, that's my thing.
Oh, my standards are too high. I couldn't.
Like, all right,
if I tried that hard, and that's one of my pet peeves with dating. I it's not been my experience, thankfully, and hopefully not yet. And hopefully not a not yet situation. But I feel like the way women dress for dates and the way men dress for dates, they don't always match. Like I constantly feel like women outdress their partners. And I'm just like, men's fashion needs to come up because...
No, there are some men that know how to dress. It's just the fact of finding them.
True.
I won't say all men are subpar. You know, I'll give the few of you that are listening the benefit of the doubt. All right. The flip
of that. I know very many well-dressed men in my life. And I think that's part of my problem is like, ugh, you can't dress worse than them. I know what men can do.
All right. The flip of the worst date. Might as well ask, what's the best date you've been on?
In college, I went on a very sweet date. Went to dinner and we went to an event on campus. So it was kind of like a dinner show slash combo. And it was just really nice. Nothing came of it. We just, you know, ended up being friends, but it was probably one of my favorites.
Dope.
What is your best date?
Okay. Best date was New Year's of, I can't remember the what New Year's it was, but anyways, I feel like if I talk, I'll give like so many details because like, I'm just that type of person. When I talk, I like explain like the whole story.
So long story short it.
I can't. Okay. No, I'll try. Long story short, for New Year's, at a certain point in my life, I decided like I wanted to actually do stuff on New Year's because ringing in the new year, it was usually just sitting at the house.
Watching the ball drop. Yeah,
exactly. And so I was like, I want to go somewhere and like watch the ball drop or the guitar drop. So long story short, I was visiting a friend and we went to see the Music Note drop. And so it was like a whole day of like pre New Year's Eve before the Music Note drops. So it's just like walking around, getting food from food trucks. And you know me, I love my food truck. Food trucks. Just taking pictures at all the little different, like take a picture here signs. And so all of those we did. Listening to live music and then just like, just being in that environment, just vibing has to be one of my top dates.
I love it.
Cause I can mention another one, but it's like when that gets messy. You're not gonna do that. Because that one actually is my favorite, but you know. All right, moving on from our not so active dating lives, because online dating, like I said, is hard. So any of our listeners, if you guys have anybody that you're just like, oh, I think they'd be a fit for Monique, or oh, I think they'd be a fit for Janelle, set us up on a blind date.
It'd be a good story. Send them our way to our Instagram DMs.
No, seriously. I think I want to do this in life. I want to go on a blind date. So if anybody knows anybody, set me up. I just want to do it once in my life and say that I've gone on a blind date. Because apparently they work though sometimes.
I've watched a lot of 90s movies. I would love to do it at least one time. I will never promise anything of it. But, you know, maybe I'll pick up your philosophy. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yes, I'm saying. Okay. So what are some of your takeaways from this season? What have you learned?
Well, one of the things that I've taken away from a lot of our stories, even those that dated or met their partners in college, it was sometimes you're in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
So that means not always being at home. So it like... I mean, sometimes it's saying yes to a game that you're not very good at or I don't know, just like something along those lines. So I definitely want to go out more and like put myself out there. having standards is not a problem.
True.
And and what constitutes a date might be, if he doesn't go open the door, it's not a date. And that's okay. And paying for yourself might mean it's not a date. But being upfront with your standards with people is also good. So I think those are the things that I've taken away the most. And like you said earlier, it's the small moments that make a relationship long lasting and what makes marriage sweet.
True. All right. So some of the things that I have learned from listening to our guests so far is, when you find that person, you'll kind of just know. Because whenever we ask people, like, how do you know? It's really hard for them to describe it. So it's just something that it's like, how did you know? I guess I'll just know. Another thing is, well, I guess that kind of leads to how you know, is that they become like your best friend. A lot of our guests have talked about like their spouse is their best friend, and the definition of best friend could be different in each relationship, but it's just that person that you want to tell everything to, that you're excited to talk to at the end of the day or throughout the day. Another thing that I've learned is give people a chance.
Yeah.
Like, don't write them off so quickly, or give them a chance. They could surprise you. Definitely. I am quick to start having a conversation with somebody and then be like, all right, nope, I'm done. I'm bored, or the end. Or if it starts to get like a little bit too serious, I'm just like, nope, I quit. Too serious. I'm done. Commitment, folks.
No, I totally agree. Maybe not being so stringent on, or rather having a list of things that you're looking for in someone, but also having a number of those that are negotiable. So if there's things in your life that are negotiable, let them be negotiable so that you can clearly define which ones are must-haves and which ones are, we can negotiate. I don't need you to be 6'4". I'm nowhere near 6'4", so that's not necessarily an important step.
I'm going to need you to be taller than me when I'm wearing heels. So
I was just talking to my roommate about that. If you're okay with me wearing heels and being taller than you, I don't care. Okay. Ask me the last time I wore heels, which also changes that answer.
Fair enough. I think another thing that I have learned is you have to kind of know who you are and be genuine with yourself, and you'll attract who you're supposed to attract. Because sometimes I can be a chameleon. And so what I mean by that is I will change my personality or change my answers or whatever to fit whoever I'm talking to. And I kind of lose my core. But if I'm genuine with like who I am, that person will accept me for me at the end of the day. And that's, you know, what I'm looking for, somebody that accepts me as is.
Exactly. I agree.
I also need to get to know myself a little bit more. That's important. Like, I know who I am, but at the same time, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds weird, but that's kind of the headspace that I'm in. So getting to know myself before I try to jump into any type of relationship. It's a big word for me. Relationship.
Ooh, how many syllables?
I think one of the biggest takeaways that has been like across the board for all of our married couples that have been on the show is you have to enjoy the person that you're with.
Agreed.
In the small moments, in the large moments, like behind closed doors type of thing, you have to enjoy that person. Have laughter, because a lot of things people have been saying is just like, it's somebody that they can laugh at the dumbest things with. And I want that. Like, I want somebody that gets my sense of humor and that I'll get their sense of humor. But we can just have a good time with just the two of us type of thing.
I agree. I think we have the unique opportunity by having all these conversations with so many different people that we've seen different aspects of relationships and relatively newly married, a little further into marriage. And then we've seen the old guard, that we're willing to have these conversations that I don't even think I would have had on a date a couple of years ago or even months ago. Like, asking about the family and finding out more about the person into, I'll find out your favorite color later. Like, do you prefer to be at home or out? Apparently the thermostat's a very hot topic. Or do you like to be warm or cold? What shows do you like, and how do you, what's your show watching habit? Because I'm the type of person who, I like binging, but only periodically. I don't always like it. So if you watch ahead of me, sometimes I don't mind it if you're willing to come back and watch and like help me catch back up with the show. So I think this podcast has gotten us given me an opportunity to think about some of the more important conversations to have while dating, even if they still seem kind of superficial.
Okay. So this kind of answers the question that one of our listeners had, that it says, has your views on marriage changed after hearing the interviews? And so I will say, yes, it has, because talking to real people has changed my views. Because like I said, I mean, seeing my parents, seeing their marriage, like that was real. Seeing my brother and sister, seeing their marriage, that's real. Like, I get that. I've had good examples of marriage, like in my life. But I think because they're family, for some reason, I didn't see them as real. It was just like what they do, you know? And so I was more so seeing marriage from TV and media and celebrities, and this is how marriage is this way and that. And so talking to like these normal everyday people and hearing their views on marriage, it seems nice. It seems like something I may want.
So I don't think it's changed my view. I don't think it's changed too much. I think the real conversations are more in a way to like better prepare me for something that I want. But I think I've for a while have wanted it. So I just wanted to know what it looks like on the other side.
True. And you have been more so like you want to get married. Like that's been a thing for you, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm always flip-flopping, and like even like, so backtracking a little bit, like marriage was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want it. Even though I've seen like good marriages and stuff in my life, had great examples, it was always just like I don't know if I can ever get to that. I don't think I want it. But after the interviews, it's more so of a, I think I kind of do want it. Or like the next week, I'll be like, yeah, no, I don't want that thing away from marriage. I don't think it's for me. And so right now I'm just really going back and forth because it seems nice. And then at the same time, I'm just like, nah, I don't know.
And it has always been a goal, feels dumb, but true. It always has been a goal in my life to get married, and it's something that I want. But I also feel like some of the conversations, like some of our single people have like reassured that like, if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be, it's not a failing on me. And I think that I used to believe that.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. I can be very happy with friends and my awesome roommate, but so it's like something I want, but it's also not something I need. I think that's differentiated with the podcast, with the interviews. It's something I want. It's not something I need. And I think I used to think I needed it.
Okay. I can see that. And then I kind of like the point that you brought up about not, I guess, feeling like a failure or whatever if it doesn't happen, because like the way that we were brought up is kind of you go off to school, you find your husband, you get married, you have kids. And it's just like, I've been out of college for a little bit of time, and so I didn't follow that track.
And me, that's a little bit of time.
And so it's like, did I fail in college? Like, did I miss my opportunity then and there? But yes. Talking to people, it's just like people I've met after being out of college. Mm-hmm. So if it's meant to be, it will happen.
Yeah.
I'll put myself out there, see what happens. Maybe we will come back and give you some details on a little bit more details on online dating in the future. Maybe we'll do an episode of that while we're still filming for season 2. Also want to say thank you so much to all of our listeners.
Thank you so much.
And to all of our guests that have been on the podcast already, and those that will be on season 2, and those that are thinking about reaching out to being on the podcast, do it. You have a story. We're here to listen to that story. We're here trying to hear from everybody.
Everybody. Definitely thank you for everybody who has supported us through this journey. We can't wait to present some more stories to you. I think started as a small conversation has bloomed into something beautiful, and I can't wait to show you guys who else is out there.
And so even though we don't have a guest, we still have to ask the question.
Is marriage worth it?
I don't know.
After one season, I mentioned closer to yes.
After season 1, it's not a hard no for me. I moved up to a I don't know. So there's progress.
There's growth. Well, while we're on this little break, we ask that, you know, go back to a couple of your favorites, re-listen, and pick up some gems that might have been left behind the first listen through.
Make sure you guys share the podcast with your friends. If you have any guest suggestions, let us know. Make sure you're following us on our socials.
Marriage Worth It on Twitter and Instagram. And you can email us at marriageworthit@gmail.com.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And this has been season 1 of...
Is Marriage Worth It?